Okay, is everyone here? Everyone's all right. Okay, let's get started. I did call this meeting of the Mimosa crew so that we could all be on the same page for all the things that we have coming up, because we all know that the anniversary show will be coming up in 2 weeks, and I just need to make sure that everything is set for the boys and that we have a great show. So, first of all, excuse me, I need to just find my notes here. Okay, here we go. First of all, I just want to welcome you all here. Of course, Carlos, you all know, is from the art department that does the cleaning and set design and things like that. And of course, we have Marianne here, who does the sound and AV for our show. Thank you for coming, Marianne. And I'd like to introduce you both to our newest member of the crew. This is Viv. Vivian, is it okay if I call you Viv? I just tend to shorten names. That's okay. Vivian comes to us from the George Washington Elementary School, where she was the head cafeteria person for 40 years. And she recently retired and is now doing arcading. Catering. So, what's that? Oh, I'm sorry. George Washington Middle School. So thank you, Viv, for being here, and we're glad to have you on the team. We have a lot of exciting things coming up, so let's just make sure everyone knows what's going on. First of all, Carlos, you have to make sure that all the set is there for the boys at the venue when we have the big show, the big anniversary show, and make sure everything's clean before the guests arrive. Viv, I don't know, maybe you can make up some delicious hors d'oeuvres for the boys backstage, and maybe we'll serve some other ones outside. So if you could work up a menu and get that to me by Friday, the latest, I'll approve that, and then we can go forward with that. And Marianne, if you just make sure that, you do the sound test like we talked about, make sure that everything's coming through on the speaker. So, that's my phone, so I have to get this, I have to take this call. So, Viv, you are free to go. Get back to that menu. Carlos, if you could just go ahead and open up the doors and let the audience in and start getting settled. We're about to start the show soon. Marianne, hang back for a minute. I need to speak with you privately if I could. All right, just hold on. Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny. Oh, hi, Jermaine. Hey, boo. I'm okay. Things are going well here. We're just getting ready to start the show. What? Tonight, though? But, Boo, it's KFC night. We promised Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels and Robbie D. McDaniels that we would have a family night. I got the coupon for the family bucket. I was going to pick it up on the way home. I understand that Bambi has a show tonight. I'd like to be there, too. What am I going to tell Bethany? She's going to be heartbroken. You know what? You need to tell her. If you're not going to come home tonight and have our family dinner like we had promised them, you need to tell Bethany, because I won't do it. It's going to break her little hamster heart. Wait, hold up. Jermaine, wait one second. Marianne, what's that? What is that you're holding? Are you taping this? Marianne, this is exactly what I need to talk to you about. You have no right to tape this. Jermaine, you know what? I have to go. What? Yes, Jermaine. Yes, I'm sending the check in for the car insurance today. I'm paying for it. Okay. All right. I love you. Love you, boo. Bye. All right. Marianne, this is unacceptable. You should turn that off. All right, it's off. Okay. We talked about this earlier. Gil has talked to you about this. You really need to tell me when you're taping things. This is not acceptable. What time is it? Oh my, all right. You know what? I need James and Joe on the set right now. Marianne, you get to your post, and you don't think about leaving after. You're going to be in my office before you leave, because we need to have a serious talk about this. I'm going to talk to the boys about this as well. All right, everyone, get ready for the show. In 5, 4. Hit it.
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Woo! Okay. Woo!
How is everybody? Hello. Nico Vula, how
Thank
are you?
Thank you for coming, Nico and Vula.
Let's get this on the road. Let's get this show on the road. We need to get started here.
We
got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Take a seat if you could.
I love you too. Thank you. Have a seat. All right.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
Hey, how cold is it?
Has anybody heard from fall?
How cold is it?
Is it winter now?
It went from summer to winter. How cold is it? Anywho.
I'm enjoying it, though.
Anywho. Now, I know here at the show we're normally about having fun and being, you know, crazy, but we have some very special guests here. Let me just introduce them. We have Felicia.
Yeah.
Jacob and
Kim.
Kim, is it? Kim.
Yeah. We got to meet them. They came back to the green room earlier.
Right. These kids are in fourth grade.
Uh-huh.
And they, I don't know if you've read about them or not, but they were actually the kids that got lost in the Queens Museum Farm corn maze.
Right.
For,
Three nights. They were gone. Yeah.
So they have here locally in Queens.
There's an actual maze of corn, like a cornfield that they cut a maze into.
Right. It's pretty big.
Yeah. It's very large.
Check it out.
I guess.
I mean, I won't be going.
Right. No, me neither.
But so if you didn't read the story, Jacob, Kim, and Felicia here were lost in the corn maze for three nights.
Yep.
God, that had to have been, I can't imagine being in fourth grade.
I know.
You know?
At least they had corn to eat, right?
There you go.
They weren't going to starve.
I would have looked for an Indian to help me. Didn't you guys learn about that in school yet? The Indians? No.
Okay. All right.
Well, anyway, thank you guys for coming. We're glad you're safe.
Yeah, we're glad you're safe. We're glad we can bring a little enjoyment to you after all that traumatic experience.
So sit back and enjoy the show.
Yes. No. Virgin mimosas for them.
Virgin mimosas. Yes. Well, actually, they had a hard time.
All right.
Just give them a regular mimosa. A regular mimosa. And speaking of mimosas, I need my mimosa now.
Yeah, because you know what? We got a lot going on, and we need to decompress a little bit.
Well, and there's only one person that can make our mimosas.
I don't drink mine from anybody else.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Oh, our favorite intern, who's become just so much more than that.
Instrumental to our
very
success.
I would say. And, you know and love her just as much as we do. Ladies and gentlemen, Tawny R.
We don't have time. Yeah, the original MySpace tranny. Right. Okay. Listen, we have a lot. I have a lot going on right now.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
I'm just going to make this short and sweet. First of all, here is your pitcher of mimosa.
Ooh, it looks delicious.
I didn't make it. I'll just tell you that right now. We just brought in Viv.
Oh, yeah. She seems nice.
She's the new caterer. So that's, I have to delegate a little bit. So
that's good.
A lot going on.
Lots, yeah. You're right on top of it?
And with your mimosas, I provided you with a short scorecard. If you could just rate the mimosas to give me a better idea of how Viv is doing.
Okay.
Because, we do have 90 days to fire her for whatever reason. So I just want to stay on top of that. So just let me know how they are. Because, between you and me, I didn't meet her before we hired her. And if I had known she was this old, I probably wouldn't have hired her in the first place. So, let's just make sure she's up to the task of making mimosas, because that's important.
It is important. Yeah, you're right.
So, I got that going on. I'm trying to manage all this. And then, we got the big first anniversary show coming up.
Yep.
I'm just trying to make sure everything's in order for you guys and make sure the venue's okay and make sure you have everything that you need. Working with this team can be a challenge sometimes, if you know what I mean. So, and then on top of all that, I have the Queens Community College homecoming dance off.
Oh, right.
That's coming up next weekend. And they just, changed it on me because I was going for a nice fall theme, with leaves and corn husks and things.
Nice.
And now they want it to be all Halloween with Dracula and Frankenstein.
Uh-oh.
So, I can't stay. You have your mimosas. I have some things to take care of. So,
okay.
If you need more mimosas, just get someone to find of Viv and tap her on the shoulder because she's not going to hear you yelling for her.
Is she that old?
Really?
I don't know. So, okay. I got to go. So, enjoy your mimosas. Have a great show, boys. And I'll be in touch this week because we have a lot of things to discuss
about
the show coming up.
All right. Thanks, Tawny.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
We'll see you later, Tawny. Thank you.
Okay. So,
Carlos, where are you? You need to clean up that green room right now. If we get bugs again, so help me.
Sorry.
All right. So,
okay.
I just don't need this today, Carlos.
She's a little stressed out.
She is a little stressed out.
Wow.
A little loud, too. Yeah. Can we talk to her? Speaking of Gil.
Yeah.
Hi, Gil. How are you?
We never get... How are you, Gil?
What are the kids going to be for Halloween?
He's giving you a dirty look.
He's like, I won't go there.
Yeah.
I just do it to give you a hard time, Gil.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the anniversary show.
Right. You know, Tawny's been sort of talking about it a little bit. We haven't really announced it yet. So.
So speaking of our anniversary show, our anniversary is coming up.
Yep.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I was going through my notes as I was walking out and... I just realized we had a little incident with Marianne earlier today.
The girl who works in AV?
I feel that I need to bring it to your attention. So if we could schedule a time that we could talk about this. I meant to tell you
maybe
before.
Off the air.
There's just been some ongoing issues with Marianne, and we're already past her 90-day probation. So no matter how much I may want to, I can't just fire her, you know?
No, it's illegal.
Yeah, you know, by the book. So if you guys could just...
I think Tawny... Tawny,
your mic's not on.
What? No.
It's not on. What?
Marianne,
that's not.
No Gil, can you get radio up to Marianne? Tell her to turn on Tawny's mic, please.
Marianne, this is not okay. Marianne, this is not
Tawny, stop talking. No one can hear you. This is not on.
Professional.
Our mic's not on.
This is
Gil,
not
can you
right.
please?
You better turn my mic back on.
Gil.
Marianne.
Gil, we really need to get that on.
Flip of a switch.
Yeah.
Can we just do it?
I don't need this today. If I had a menstrual period, this is probably what it would feel like.
Oh, okay. Good. Well,
all right, Tawny. I think you're back on.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You're on.
Testing.
Yeah, you got some stuff to do, Tawny.
Right. We'll schedule a meeting.
We'll definitely be talking to Marianne.
Okay. Yeah, we will talk, and I have to go. So thanks. Sorry to bother you again.
Okay.
Let's talk about this later. We've got to do this show here, okay?
All right.
So, Rebecca.
Carlos, this is not funny. Don't you encourage her. Don't you encourage this behavior.
All right.
Seriously.
That's enough. Gil, we're going to need you to take care of some of these things. I don't know what's going on. I know you've been sick recently, but if you could please...
get the team together.
We're trying to be as professional as we can here. All right, so back to our show.
It's our anniversary.
And here's our big news. Are you ready?
Are you ready
for
the big news?
Cue the music, Gil. Big news. On November 9th, at the Albatross Bar here in Astoria, Queens, we are putting together a live staged version of the show.
Yeah.
We don't want to give away too many more details.
Right, we can't really tell you. It's very unique. It's not like anything you've probably ever seen, but it's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, so we're inviting everyone, all of our listeners, anyone in the area to come out, have a mimosa. Celebrate with us and enjoy the show. And then there's karaoke after that, so you can hang around and we can all do karaoke together.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, so
everyone
you need to come out. Mark your calendar, save the date.
November 9th.
November 9th, 10 o'clock.
Nico Vula.
Yep, they'll be there. So, yeah, please come by. It's a sort of a celebration of our year anniversary and a thank you to our fans and, you know, a chance for us all to meet and, you know, actually hang out and have fun.
And who knows who'll be there?
You never know.
You never know who will be there.
So
you never know.
Yeah, that's big news.
It's big news. It's huge.
Big news.
And we're working so hard, like Tawny said earlier.
Yeah, she's got a lot of extra duties. We have a lot of extra duties.
We got her working double time.
We do. We are getting our... We don't pay her, so...
Right.
Yeah, we're getting our money's worth,
I guess. Because we don't pay her.
Hopefully it'll all turn out and there won't be any...
Yeah, so keep listening. Check out our MySpace. This is all very big news, and we're so excited. And thank you to everyone who's calling in to our hotline. Speaking of which, we had to get another new number. But this number, we're kind of feeling this number.
Yeah.
We're kind of feeling it.
Yeah.
And that number, everybody pull out your pens and pull out your cell phones.
It's easier to remember. I like this new number.
Yeah, this number's good. Actually, this number's better.
It is better.
It's better.
Look at the bright side.
Yeah, totally. So pull out your pens, pull out your pencils. And we will give you that number.
Let's do it.
206.
Yep.
350 4141.
Oh, wow.
So easy.
That's a good number.
206-350-4141. 206-350-4141.
Yep.
So call us, leave us a message, tell us how much you love us. We prefer drunken phone calls. So.
We like drunken phone calls, but also, you know, feel free to tell us about your favorite parts of the show, things that you've liked over the past year, things you'd like to see in the upcoming years, and, you know, anything so that we can, you know, remember and... You know, remember our year.
And reminisce our first year. What was your favorite part of this last year? Right. What was your favorite part of most over the past year? So, yeah, so in addition to all of that, how's life?
Life is good. Things are good. Busy.
You're going on vacation.
I am taking another trip to Disney, as we did earlier this year, but we like it. So
yeah, nice. So... You leave all of us here in the cold.
You go
have fun in Disney. We're cool.
In the cold, please. We're cool. It's like 60 degrees outside.
It's cold. What do we say at the beginning of the show?
I know, yeah.
It's cold.
I like it, though. At least sweating.
Yeah, big girl don't like to sweat.
No, it's not
this
cute.
This big girl don't like to sweat.
It's not cute.
And I want to, you know, I have a tip, and I was just thinking about this as I was running my hands through my hair. I got the most amazing new product.
I know. Over and over.
I know. It's amazing. I don't know what it's called.
Well, how do you promote a product that you love so much you don't even know what it's called?
Gil, can you... No? Okay, well, it's a straightening agent made by Bumble and Bumble.
Okay.
And it's the best I've ever used.
Really?
It's awesome.
Your hair does look good.
Doesn't it look gorgeous? Thank you.
I do enjoy it.
So, if you have curly or wavy hair like I do, you gotta try it.
Yeah. Gil's not liking this.
No, he's
giving us the sign.
All right. Well, this is what happens, Gil, when you're off for a couple weeks. We've got Tawny running the show.
Right.
All right, well, anyway, Bumble and Bumble has this great product. Check it out. It's just a straightener.
Yeah.
It looks like a gel, but it's not. It says something about straightening on it. It might just be called... No. I have no idea. I don't remember. I just got it.
Just go to Bumble and Bumble and say you need the thing that James said was good.
Yeah.
They'll totally know.
So... Oh, Gil and Marianne teaming up today. Gil and Marianne teaming up. They don't like what they're hearing until they just shut us off.
Yeah, I could see it building in him. He was like... It was coming. He's like, either you get going or I'm going to shut up, you know... Wrap it up.
Gil, you may run the show, but you forget who really runs the show here, okay? You forget.
I think Gil's off his probation, too.
Is he? Maybe. I'll have to ask Tawny. I'm sure she has that on file somewhere. I will be checking that, Gil. Well, thank you guys for joining us. So, remember, and we also have a new website we didn't even talk about.
Oh, yeah.
New website coming soon. www.sundaymorningmimosa.com. Make sure you're subscribing to us on iTunes. And, you know, we got a tip from one of our MySpaces, which was really cool, for our other listeners that said something about, you know, subscribe on your home computer and your work computer.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have more than one computer, you subscribe on both of them, because the more subscriptions we have, the better for us. The better for us ends up being the better for you.
Exactly.
So, yeah, do that. And MySpace.com/ Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Yep.
For all the latest mimosa news.
And then, and our new phone number.
And our new phone number, which is 206 350-4141. Okay?
It's easy. Put it in your phone.
Put it in your phone, girl.
Save it and call. Call once a week.
Yeah, call.
Even just say hi.
Yeah, bye. Like, what's up?
What's up, bye. Boop, boop. So, do that. And November 9th. That's at the Albatross Bar in Queens. The exact address is 3619 24th Ave, and that is on 37th Street, at 24th Ave and 37th Street. So, you know, find out how you're going to get here, make plans now, and come, because it's going to be a great time.
And if you didn't, one more thing, Gil, just one more, Gil, just let me do this real quick. If you missed the last Pearls of Wisdom episode, because it is not on YouTube yet, Gil has worked out that all of the Pearls of Wisdom videos will be featured on iTunes first, and then will eventually end up on YouTube.
Okay.
So if you haven't seen Pearls of Wisdom episode 3 yet, but you hear people talking about it, or you hear us talking about it, it's on iTunes. So make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes if you're not already, so you can see those, be the first to see those videos. I guess that's it.
That's
thank you for joining us.
Thanks, everybody.
And again, thank you for Felicia and Kim and Jacob,
and Jacob for
being
here
this week.
They had fun.
Nico and Vula. We'll see you guys on the 9th, right?
Of course.
Cool. And next week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a great week.
Yeah,
thank you for joining us. Joe, have so much fun.
Yes,
in Disney.
Yes, I will.
And
I will.
We will see you
keep
guys.
Keep those calls coming. Keep those calls
keep
coming.
Coming.
We need stuff for the anniversary show, so please call.
Please call. Oh, and we have a personally recorded message on there, which is brand new.
Yep.
So that's kind of fun. So if you want to hear that call, maybe we can get Tom to record it for us sometime.
Maybe.
Or Gloria, even.
Oh, yeah, right.
I wonder if Gloria's coming to the party. We should call her and find out.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you guys so much. We will talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a great week.